And now the game where we ask people who are hanging around by themselves to hang around with us so that hanging around by themselves won't seem so bad anymore. It's called Not My Job. Kumail Nanjiani was already well-known as a comic and an actor in HBO's Silicon Valley, but the film he made with his wife, Emily Gordon, about their very unusual courtship called The Big Sick was one of the biggest hits of 2017, earning them an Oscar nomination. So, of course, they've taken that newfound clout and done what every superstar couple dreams of. They have started a podcast. Emily Gordon and Kumail Nanjiani, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you for having us. We're happy to be here, which is not there.
Yes.
And how are you guys doing with the sheltering in place and the isolation?
Well, you know, it changes every day. I feel like every day is a whole new set of feelings. And it's sort of like, hey, I wonder what today will hold. If I wake up and look at the news, that changes my whole day.
That's correct. Which you do as soon as you wake up.
I've resisted today and yesterday. The 2 days prior to that, was not able to resist, and just really worked myself up into a lather by 8:30 a.m.
Now, you guys made a movie about how you met called The Big Sick, in which, Kumail, you actually played yourself, and it was a huge hit. And I think it's true that people sort of fell in love with you as you two fell in love in this successful film. So do you feel a particular obligation not to go crazy and try to kill each other, stuck inside all the time?
But what would be better than that for the sequel? Obviously, it wouldn't be us making it. Somebody else would have to play me.
Yeah, we're not going to work together after if
no
that
matter
happens.
What side of the equation I'm on, I'm not going to be in this movie.
No.
I will say, I'll hear people on Twitter going, if Kumail and Emily break up, I won't believe in love anymore. That's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
That yeah. said, we are here to announce we will not be breaking up.
We're doing great.
You're doing great. I'm glad to hear it. I have to ask about one scene in particular. It's a scene where Emily, the character, is over at Kumail's house and has to get up in the middle of the night and demands to, like, I got to go get a cup of coffee at the diner around the street. And it seems incredibly strange that she would want to do this. And it turns out she just really has to go to the bathroom. So my first question is, A, did that really happen? And secondly, whose idea was it to put it in the movie for people like me to see?
It very much was my idea because I was trying to think of milestones of intimacy and relationships that you don't really get to see in movies ever. And I always have talks with my girlfriends of, A, when you're early in a relationship, what do you do when you need to poop at the guy's house? It's just a conversation I've had at brunch many times. And everybody's got a fun story of like, oh, I had to go to Target. I had to run to the coffee shop. I had to do this. But it is a sign, like pretending we don't have any bodily functions to having bodily functions is a progression of a relationship.
I'm sorry. So it turns out that all the women I see having brunch in the corner of the restaurant, that's what you're all talking about?
It's just fecal talk the entire time. That's all we discuss.
I wanted to ask, at what point in the brunch does that come up?
As soon as drinks are ordered, I would say.
So yeah, we've talked about your movie, but I think what America wants to hear about is this picture of you, Kumail, a nice, geeky South Asian, came out, and you're not skinny anymore.
No, yeah. No, he's not.
No.
You became an internet sensation.
I did not think it would become as much of a sensation as it did. It was really surprising. So I was actually shooting the movie that I got buff for. I posted it, and I checked an hour later, and nothing had happened. And then I checked an hour later, and it had become, it was everywhere. I was on my Twitter feed, and it was just my own naked torso over and over and over. And it was, honestly, I felt very naked for a very good reason, but I felt emotionally naked as well. I didn't know it was going to turn into what it turned into.
First of all, we should explain, you got a role in a Marvel superhero movie, right?
Yeah, it's a Marvel superhero movie called Eternals. And they, you know, for me, it was like, I was the first South Asian superhero in a Marvel movie, and I was like, I want this to be a guy who looks like he can take on someone like Thor, who can take on someone like Captain America, you know? So that's where I was coming from. I didn't want the first South Asian superhero to also be the first out-of-shape Marvel superhero. I was like, I want to break just one barrier right now. The other one is for someone else. So that's where I came from. I was like, I have to really get in shape to try and like hang with Thor, you know?
You love it.
Now I love it.
Yeah.
I do love it. But I didn't quite get to Thor, but that was my effort.
Are you able to maintain that at home, like when you're not able to go out and go to the gym, say, while you're sheltering in place?
Let me just really quickly say, he's not able to maintain it because he's actually added to it in the last 3 weeks.
Well, I basically, right before the quarantine hit, we saw it coming, so I got a set of dumbbells and a bench and we put it in our garage. And I have been working out as if my sanity depends on it. I don't know what it is about not being able to control anything in the world that makes me really want to control the one thing I can.
It's textbook, Camille.
Well, you know, there's this concept called zero risk bias, where in an uncertain situation, you do something that makes you feel like you're bringing control to the situation. And that's why most people hoard toilet paper, because it's really cheap and you can feel like you're doing something to control the situation. But you work out, and that's your version of buying toilet paper.
Oh, that's absolutely right.
Yeah, we have no toilet paper, but my biceps look great.
Camille and Emily, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And we have asked you here today to play a game we're calling
The Big Chick.
That's right. You made the movie The Big Sick, so we're going to ask you about the big chick, namely Big Bird. Answer 2 out of 3 questions about the giant whatever it is, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of anyone they might choose on their voicemail. Bill, who are Kumail and Emily playing for?
Bella Norvig of New York, New York.
All right. Here is your first question, guys. You ready to do this?
Ready. We're ready.
All right. Your first question. Big Bird can be litigious, like a lot of giant animals. Big Bird, or his human representatives, once sued whom? A, the owners of the Seagram building in New York because he kept walking into the big glass windows and giving himself a concussion. B, Yandy, makers of the sexy Big Bird costume. Or C, the makers of a, quote, male enhancement supplement, which used the slogan, how do you think Big Bird got that way?
Okay. Okay. Okay, let's talk about this. What do you think? It's either
the sexy costume or the male enhancement.
I feel like it's B.
I do too. I think it's B.
Are we okay with that?
Yeah, let's go B.
We're going to go B.
You're right, guys.
Yes!
It was fun. It was like wonderful watching your process. It was like The Big Sick too. It was great. Yes, the answer is B. It's a pretty sexy Big Bird costume, I have to say. All right, Big Bird has had some amazing achievements while he's away from Sesame Street, such as which of these? Is it A, he ran a faster 40-yard dash than several offensive linemen at the NFL Combine? B, he defeated actor Jason Schwartzman on an episode of Lip Sync Battle? Or C, he took first place at the 2003 Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, besting both Joey Chestnut and Cookie Monster?
Okay. So... I think we're going to go
A.
Let's go A.
No, it was actually B. He beat Jason Schwartzman in a rap battle.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right. Here's your last question. If you get this, you win it all. Here we go. Big Bird's costume, assuming it's a costume and not an actual bird, is made out of what? A, turkey feathers, but only from the butt of the turkey. B, N95 masks. Or C, leftover parts of Bert.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this is a tough one. I wonder if you can make N95 masks out of Big Bird's costume, in which case I imagine a bunch of Big Bird costumes being sent to hospitals all over the country.
That is such a heartwarming segment to end a newscast with.
Children just crying.
Yeah.
I think maybe A is the answer. It feels okay. Like they're maybe turkey feathers.
We're going to go with A.
Yeah.
Yes. Yay! It was, in fact, A. It's made of turkey butt feathers. By the way, that's the same thing that they make those feather boas that the Vegas showgirls
use. Wow, wow, wow.
Bill, how did Kumail and Emily do in our quiz?
Well, it was quite a journey, but they won. 2 out of 3 is a winning vote.
Kumail Nanjiani and Emily Gordon host the podcast Staying In. They're also producers of Little America on Apple TV. Kumail and Emily, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We so appreciate it.